You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio. This is episode 63 with my co-host, as always, Jason. How are you doing today?
I am very, very well rested.
Really? Yeah. This is not... I think last week you were very well rested,
yeah,
if I remember.
I've been going to bed early. So last night I got home from work like at 4 o'clock and I immediately went to bed.
Okay.
I fell asleep. Well, I turned on a movie. I wasn't feeling good. I'm coming off of being sick.
Sure.
Which, that last Netflix episode helped me out.
Oh, good.
I was sick on the couch for 2 days. So, I didn't get a chance to watch anything.
But okay.
It helped me, you know, just get through.
But I get
anyways,
it.
Got home at 4, not feeling good. So, I went to go lay down in bed, just turned something on. And I fell asleep. And I woke up. Someone called me at 6:30. And I wake up to my phone ringing, and it's dark outside. I look at the clock, and it's 6:30. I'm like, I slept all night.
No, that's funny.
And so I answered it. It was 6:30 at night. But
yeah.
So I woke up for an hour. We watched one show, and I went back to bed like at 8 o'clock for the night.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Because if I had taken a nap like that in the day, I'd be up till 2 in the morning.
I was exhausted. I'm coming off a couple days being sick, and I just could not go anymore. I was out.
Wow. So you feel good now?
I actually feel really good right now.
Good. Okay. Well, I'm happy about that. Hopefully that'll make the show better. Maybe
I'm still a little congested. I've got some, you know, hangover sickness effects, but I'm very well rested.
I've been setting up the Lower Road Radio Studios as of late.
Yeah.
We got a couple of new pieces of furniture in the studio.
It's looking nice.
And I was going through some old stuff, and I was looking for some decorations for the studio here. I found an old Boomer Esiason. What were these things called?
Gosh, I can't remember. Man, I feel like I should know.
There was like a name for these.
Yeah.
You know, they have like a... they're like...
little plastic molded...
Right, and there's a platform kind of area on the foot.
I can't remember.
And they had basketball and baseball and football.
Yeah.
Anyway, I can almost see the logo.
Yeah,
but I can't.
I think it starts with an F.
I don't know. Write into the show. Let us know if you know what we're talking about. Jason took a picture of it, so
yeah,
it will
we'll
be on
put
the,
up on
the Instagram.
Instagram and Facebook.
So I've got that. This Boomer Esiason. It's very worn. Like the, it's like it's a...
Well, you didn't just have it up on the shelf. You actually played with it.
When I was, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely played with it, yeah. So, I think at one point he had a helmet that came with him.
Oh, yeah, I think I remember.
And that's gone. So, I don't think from a money stand, I don't think this is probably worth anything. But there you go. So, I've got that. And I've also found my 1990, which is also the World Series winning baseball.
Yeah.
1990 Cincinnati Reds tops...
Team set.
I have the whole team and all of the top in a little kind of folder thing. And at the end, I have two Bo Diaz cards from separate years.
Yeah.
Which we haven't even told the Bo Diaz story
yet. There's a great Bo Diaz story.
There's an amazing Bo Diaz story.
That's a whole episode.
That will be an entire episode. We gotta let that breathe. So, yeah. So I got that going on. So I'm happy about that. Well, as far as in the sports world, let's first of all talk about ESPN Streak for the Cash. Philly Cheese is on an 11-game winning streak right now.
Yes.
Very, very hard to do. Adam the Male Nurse is at 3. We got a couple other people right behind
him. Adam the Male Nurse got up to 10.
Yes.
And then he lost.
And now Philly Cheese has passed him.
Right. I got up to 8 this month.
Yeah.
Which is still pretty good. I still haven't hit double digits.
Not once.
No.
Yeah. So go to ESPN Streak for the Cash. Search Lower Road Radio in groups and join our group and play along. Philly Cheese is winning right now. He's on a roll. I'm very...
Most of our insider people do it.
Yeah.
Johnny Meadows, Husky Luke, Shoeless Joe, Philly Cheese.
Did you see Philly Cheese, I think, commented on Facebook? Apparently we were talking about in the 1992 capsule thing.
Yeah. Joe Carter.
Yeah, brought back some bad memories because he's a...
Blue Jays fan.
No.
No.
Yeah, he's
Who'd they beat?
Phillies fan.
Phillies fan, that's right.
So him being a Phillies fan, bad memories apparently when
of the Blue Jays.
Yeah. Of the Blue Jays,
but we were wrong. Yeah. It was a fact correction. He said it was 93.
Yeah, it was 93
with the Joe Carter home run.
But it was the 92. I'm trying to find a way to make it work, but no baseball is all in one calendar one year. It's not like football. Okay, well, thank you for the correction.
I guess
Philly cheese. So that's that. ESPN Street for the Cash. There's really not that much more to talk about it. But what we really wanted to focus on today. Oh, before we move on, I did want to tease. We talked about doing a Q&A.
Yeah.
So we've got a couple of questions in, but if you want to, we've got enough to make an episode.
Yeah.
But if you want to get your Q&A questions in, you can write us 805-991-7623. You can
text us. It's been almost a year since we've done it.
Yeah, 805-991-7623. That's 805-991-ROAD. Text us your questions, or you can send us questions on Facebook, or, I mean, it's
pretty, any form.
If you can find us and a way to send a message to us, we'll probably receive it.
Yeah.
So we've got a Q&A coming up. Those questions can be about anything. So I did want to tease that for the future.
And if anybody has not yet left a review on, like, iTunes.
Right, that's a good point.
That'd be a great time to do it.
Go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and then a review.
Without mentioning MapleStory.
Yes. We've had enough people mention MapleStory. We don't need that.
That's one of the lost episodes.
Uh-huh. The MapleStory was... Yeah. That was... You talk about the Bo Diaz story?
Yeah.
The MapleStory.
Wait till the MapleStory.
Yeah.
That's one of those... down the road, that's going to be one of those premium podcasts that release.
Mm-hmm. The Blue Sweats might even be involved in the MapleStory.
Yeah.
Which we haven't really talked about.
No. Either.
Yeah. So, all right. Moving on.
Yes.
We don't... That's all just a tease. Last week, I don't know when you're listening to this exactly, but when we're listening to it, just a couple of days ago, was the NBA All-Star Game / Weekend.
Yeah.
And you and I were talking about it, and we were thinking that it needs some improvement.
Well, first of all, what made me think of it was the game was like 195 to 187 or something like that.
I think it was like 100. Yeah, that sounds about right.
They almost scored 400 combined points.
Right.
Which is absurd. That's not even basketball.
Did you see Steph Curry lay down?
Yeah.
When the Greek Freak came to dunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. He didn't want to be poster.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think I got that right.
That's pretty good.
That guy's he's the future.
He is. Yeah. He's only like 22 or 24 or something. He's really young.
I 22 is probably closer. Yeah.
He's really young. It's not even basketball. I watched it with my son for a little bit and my daughter because she played basketball this year. And it's not even fun to watch for me.
Right.
Honestly, I don't even think the kids liked it that much.
It's not fun to watch.
No. And so my thought, I texted you that right then. And I said, what they need to do is instead of going East versus West.
Yeah.
I want to see people vote for offensive All-Stars.
Yeah.
And defensive All-Stars.
Right.
And so you have offense versus defense.
Yeah.
In a game. Because I think that would get really competitive. I think the defensive team would step up and say, like, we are the defensive team. We really do want to play defense.
Yeah.
Forcing the offensive team to play defense, too.
Right.
But some of the best defenders are still offensive players.
I think more often than not, the best offensive players can play great defense. But the best defensive players can't necessarily play great offense.
That is true.
So, if it was like that, and
but
if
you would
it
have
did,
like the defensive team, I could see Leonard on that team. I could see LeBron James on that
team.
Yeah,
LeBron James, you could.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. They're still the same All-Stars, but I think it's a mental thing to say these are the defensive All-Stars and these are the offensive All-Stars.
What if you did this? What if you just selected all of the All-Star players, you know?
Yeah.
And then when the game started, they all lined up shoulder to shoulder, and you had two team captains.
Ooh.
And right at the beginning of the game, not like the day before, but at the beginning of that game, they choose teams.
Boy, that would hack a lot of people off, I think. What if you're last picked?
Right, I know, last picked, and then like all of a sudden Isaiah Thomas is ticked. You know?
He's not last
picked. I'm just saying, like somebody who's an All-Star, Melo, right? I don't know.
But it would embarrass guys like that. I think the Players Association wouldn't go for that.
Oh, man, but that would be
a lot of fun. Yeah.
That would be fun.
What if? Okay, so what if they did it like playground style? Uh-huh. The first 12 guys to make a free throw were on one team.
Right.
So they all went up with the free throw line.
Yeah, I don't know. Then it's just going to be shooters more than likely. What if you didn't let – what if it wasn't players. The best thing is players choosing.
Oh yeah,
you know, to have like
two team captains.
Yeah,
the fans vote.
Right.
The top two vote getters are the two.
So
team
like
captains.
Durant and LeBron.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Team captains.
I mean, wouldn't that be awesome? And then like
they pick of the selected players that were selected.
Yeah, is like would Durant pick Westbrook?
Oh yeah, I mean that would be very dramatic.
And to wait, see, to me, you wait until the game starts. You know, and then you have jerseys that are like reversible, or you know, they just put them on. Everybody's wearing the same shorts, or I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. I think that would be fun.
That would be fun.
That would be a lot of fun. I would watch that. At the very least, I would watch the picking
the selection.
The picking.
Well, I
of the
think
sides.
It would be. That would definitely be more competitive.
And then all of a sudden, it gets a little bit more competitive because it's like, dude, you didn't choose me. You know, like Kyrie Irving's. You know, ticked off at LeBron because now all of a sudden he's on Durant's team.
Right.
It's like, hey, I'm your boy. You should have picked me.
Right. Or LeBron's James picking Curry.
Right.
You know, before.
Over Kyrie.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It'll never happen. Right?
Wow. No, I wouldn't say never. Here's the thing, they changed the Pro Bowl multiple times.
Yeah.
You know, because it's
the one year they did something like that with a Pro Bowl. They had two honorary captains. It was like Michael Irvin and somebody else.
Deion Sanders, maybe?
Maybe that sounds right. And they chose teams, but it was weeks before.
Yeah.
It just
wasn't
as exciting.
All-Star Weekend.
They roll out that morning, I mean, that day, right before the game, and
they announce the players, and they come out and line up on the half court line.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the two team captains are picking one at a time.
Right.
Wow. They're kind of like huddling up, like, who are we going to get?
What if it was an odd number and the last person left doesn't get to play? Just as a total jerk move.
That would never happen.
No, that would never happen. I think this is the way to go. And I think it would make it more competitive because all of a sudden there's pride is involved.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I like this way better. I think the defensive versus offensive, I liked the thought behind it, but I just don't know how you pick defensive and offensive.
Yeah, I mean, they have all
I know they have
defensive
it all,
teams.
Yeah, I know. But then those guys, it goes back and forth.
No, I like that idea better. I like two team captains
picking
the players. You know, teams of what, 12?
Yeah. So
something like that.
24 guys out there,
and
you're just picking. And the clock... There's a 15-second clock or something like that.
Ooh, I didn't even think about that.
Well, yeah, you can't wait all day.
Well, 24. You do a minute clock. That's 24 minutes. It'd be a half an hour.
So the selection lasts about a half an hour, maybe.
Well, they're not going to use up all 60 minutes every single time. But 60. It'd be a 24-minute block of TV.
So it's a 24-second shot clock, basically. You're just going to use the shot clock for their pick.
For 60 seconds.
Oh, they have 60 seconds to make
a
pick?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 60 seconds is a minute, and there's 24 players.
Because I'm thinking once you've picked a couple of players, now there's conversations happening.
Yeah, no, give them 60 seconds.
So LeBron's talking to Westbrook and
and
DeMarcus Cousins and saying, okay, who should we pick?
Right.
Right,
60 seconds. Give them 1 minute, and the maximum that would be 24 minutes.
And I want microphones in those conversations.
Ooh, yeah. I like it.
As a viewer, I want to hear exactly. Yeah. I don't want to see whispering. I want
Dude,
to know what
that guy can't shoot.
Yeah, right. Yeah. This is it. We fixed the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And then the coaches don't matter for the All-Star
no.
game. And it's still going to be minimal defense. They're still not going to go all out.
I think
out
they'll care more, though, about the game.
They definitely will care more.
Yeah.
And at the very least, see, it seems like to me, and I could be wrong, but it seems like to me when we were kids that the first – 3 quarters of the game were kind of just back and forth, having fun.
But then they had turned it on
around.
The
and then in the fourth quarter,
yeah.
you put in your best players. Jordan goes in and Isaiah Thomas or whoever. And then it got serious and you try to win in the fourth quarter. So you're keeping it, just having fun in the first 3 quarters in that fourth quarter. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
So I think at the very least.
Did you see, was it Bob Ryan? Boston.
I know who Bob Ryan is, but I don't
know. He was on Around the Horn yesterday.
Okay.
And he was just totally destroying the All-Star game.
Yeah.
And talking about, like, in the old days, it was this. And I'm like, I kind of feel that way a little bit.
Yeah.
The old man's coming out.
Right.
It's like, this isn't basketball.
Yeah.
Back in the old day, it was so much more competitive.
It's still more fun to watch than the Pro Bowl.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Pro Bowl's awful.
Because at least you get to see some great dunks or something. But... The Pro Bowl.
Here's the thing, though. It's approaching that.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
If they don't do something, the NBA All-Star game will be garbage, which it basically is already.
Well, I say you do my thing.
And every couple years, the dunk competition is really, really good.
Uh-huh.
But then in between those really great years, it's awful.
Last year it was really good. Zach LaVine and Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron. This year, it was awful.
Really, really bad.
I didn't watch it live. I was doing something that night. But the next day, I pulled it up on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I found a YouTube video that was, so it was like every made dunk of the dunk competition. And I watched them. And it was like, eh.
Yeah.
Okay. Gordon had this drone dunk. Which, when I saw the ball with the drone, I was like, oh, okay, all right, I like this.
Yeah.
Basically,
it just dropped it straight down.
It just dropped it straight down, bounced, he grabbed it and dunked it. It was like, okay, that's fine.
I think if you raised it up to the ceiling and dropped it and he caught it in the air, like timed it up maybe, something weird.
Well, my thought was, like, if you make it really high, you make it at, like, 14 feet or 13
feet. And he grabs it from the drone and dunks it.
Yeah, he jumps up that high, grabs it, and then brings it down.
Or what if he does the Jordan from the free throw line, grabs it from the drone midair,
right,
and dunks it?
All of those are good ideas.
Yeah.
What happened was pathetic.
Yeah.
It got you excited because you saw the drone,
yeah,
and then it totally let you down because it was nothing.
Yeah. I'm also kind of – I'm a little tired of the props. There was like jumping over mascots. And
right. I think you're just trying to come up with something that nobody's ever done before. There's only so many ways to dunk a basketball.
Yeah.
And you've had a lot of creative people do a lot of creative things.
Yeah.
So it's just...
Is it time to hang it up and be done
with
it?
No, because there's always going to be new... The problem is Glenn Robinson III should not be in the dunk competition.
No.
The other guys that I saw, I had no idea who they were.
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak, should be in the dunk competition.
Yeah.
So love LeBron James as much as anybody... But my one actual beef of LeBron James is that he never competed in the dunk competition. Everybody should do it at least once.
You should be forced to do it.
Yes, I think so. If you're that kind of athlete.
Did you see on TNT, I think it was during the NBA Finals last year, they did like street ball players a dunk contest.
I didn't see that.
That was pretty good. Because those guys were creative because they're different.
Right.
Now, they can't shoot like a three-pointer, which is why they didn't play in the NBA.
Or pass or do any of that stuff. Or listen to a coach's instruction.
Yeah. But what if you introduce street dunks versus NBA dunks?
And then all of a sudden the NBA guys are like, I can't get beat by this street dude. Okay.
I saw one guy, he put like lighter fluid on a basketball and dunked it on fire.
That's pretty cool. Well, they should bring in that high school kid, Zion Williamson.
Oh my gosh, that dude's amazing. He's 16.
16 years old. The still shot of that dunk that I think you posted it on the Lower Road Radio page. I just saw the video, like the still of it before I clicked on it.
Yeah.
And looking at it, it was like, there's no way he can finish that dunk because the ball is all the way behind. He's like completely extended behind him.
Yeah.
And he's so far from the rim.
Yeah.
I thought, there's no way this is going to happen. But
here's go watch him on YouTube or Facebook or
and
wherever
he's
you find
it. It's not just that one. He's got lots of stuff.
No, there's whole like compilation clips of him put together. Here's what, honestly, I don't understand. There's empty seats in that gym.
Yeah.
Every single one of those clips, you look in the stands, there's a bunch of empty seats.
Right.
You have a chance. If you had a chance to see like LeBron in high school,
right,
don't you go do it?
I would.
That's what I'm saying. This is a guy who has that potential.
Zion.
I don't know if he'll be.
Great name too. Zion. I mean, dude, we've never had a Zion before. I think in
Matrix.
Yeah, there's a Zion.
The codes to Zion.
Yeah, that's a good point. Huh. All right, so that's I don't know, fixing the dunk competition. Basically, the dunk competition gets fixed when the best players
absolutely
compete in it.
Right.
And that's just the way it is.
What if it was a fan vote?
Like, and then you had to do
it. You had to do it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because the fans would vote the people that we want in there. Yeah, I'm okay with that. If the best guys were there, it would be fun to watch. And when the best guys aren't there, it's like, ugh, it's fine. So then the other things that they have during the All-Star Weekend is the three-point competition, which...
I like it.
Yeah. There's no way that I can think of to fix it. I think it's perfect the way it is.
Same thing if the best players did it. Like Curry didn't do it this
year. Curry didn't do it. I do feel like if you win it, the dunk competition or the three-point competition, if you've won it twice...
My thing is, if I'm Curry, I want to win it every year.
Right.
I want to go down as like a 12-time three-point...
Yeah, because that's not like it really takes you out of your...
No.
With the dunk competition, there's a slight risk of injury.
Well, that and it's you. There's only so many ways you can dunk. We've talked about that. So, like 3-point, it's like you're. That's just a straight skills competition.
Yeah. So this year, Eric Gordon won it. Last year, Klay Thompson won it. So I have no beefs with the 3-point competition. Continue it. You should totally do it. I can't even think of a way that.
Yeah, I mean, what if you did like just a shooting competition?
Mm-hmm.
Like you map out the court 1-point, 2-point, 3-point, 4-point, 5-pointer,
mm-hmm.
and like they could shoot. Like Curry could shoot a bunch of shots from like 45 feet out if he wanted.
Yeah,
because he could probably drain as much 45-footers as.
So you have a 1-point, 2-point, 3-point, whatever shot,
right?
And you could shoot from whatever spot
you want.
as much as you want. So you can spend the whole 2 minutes just shooting half quarters.
Yeah,
or you could spend the whole 2 minutes just shooting free throws that are 1 point each.
Right.
Right.
Or like from 2 feet away, maybe make it half a point.
I think at that point you'd have to make it half a point.
Or you make it so heavy. Maybe like 1 point, 2, 4, 8, 10.
Right.
Like maybe accelerate.
So like
it as
one half court shot is worth
10 points.
10 layups.
Yeah.
So if you know what you have to get, and you think I just need one more point and I'm gonna beat them, then you run,
right.
You sprint to go do a layup or a dunk.
I know that'd be fun. It'd be different.
I'm okay.
Maybe don't make that part of the 3-point.
No,
just make that a separate shooting contest.
All of these people are paying lots of money.
Yes.
For these tickets.
Yeah.
We could set that up. You and I could set it up in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. Okay. Unlimited amount of basketballs.
Yes.
People are feeding them the ball wherever they want.
Yes.
They have like 80 balls just sitting there ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that'd be fun.
That would be fun.
LeBron and somebody like LeBron could get involved in it because some of those bigger guys I think do half-court shots better. Because
they're just a little bit stronger.
Yeah, it's a little easier to shoot that shot for them.
You know, the Harlem Globetrotters would probably win.
Oh, yeah.
If you let one of them.
Because they do the underhand shot. Yeah. And it goes
those
in every time.
That every
time. I remember, being kids, the guy was standing not only at the half-court line, but all the way to the right, all the way on the
– yeah.
Almost out of bounds. And he was underhand kind of flipping it, giving it some backspin.
Yeah.
And he
drilled
made it
– 7 out of 10?
Yeah, I'd say so. It was amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so that's that. Now, the other thing is the skills competition.
Yeah.
I watched the skills competition. It was so boring.
Yeah.
So they just dribble around a couple of pylons. They throw the ball into a tire. Then they they run all the way to the one side of the court, and they either dunk it or lay it up. And then they get their rebound, and they run all the way on the other side of the court and have to make a 3-pointer.
Yeah.
And so it's a one-on-one sprint. The guys are going against each other.
Heads up.
And it's the whole competition is can you make your 3-pointer?
Right.
At the end. Really?
Okay, so let's kill the skills competition altogether and let's go with knockout.
Okay, well they should definitely do knockout.
That's
I don't want to kill
the skills.
I don't want to kill the skills competition.
You
I want to improve it.
It
because here's the thing. I'm looking at it, I'm like when I think skills competition, I think dribbling, all the stuff like Curry and Kyrie and these guys do.
Right.
And there's got to be a way to like simulate that to make it like put things low where you got to keep the ball dribbling like underneath it or something like that where those guys can show off what they can do from a dribbling standpoint because this year, do you know who won the skills competition?
No.
Kristaps Porzingis, the 7-footer from New York.
Yeah.
It's pathetic.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah. So because they started introducing big men to it as like a joke.
Yeah.
And that's when you realize, oh, this isn't a skills competition.
Right.
This is just it's any NBA player could do what you're asking them to do. So it's not that big of a deal. So but there's no
knockout.
Reason they shouldn't play knockout.
Yeah, knockout is that's a for sure thing.
Right.
You know how fun that would be to watch?
Right. I think if I'm LeBron and I'm playing knockout, every single time I don't even try to make the free throw. I just alley-oop it up to myself off the backboard and then dunk it in, right? You'd have to make it a 3-pointer knockout.
Yeah, a 3-point knockout.
Yeah, because from the free throw line, it'd be too easy. Because, right, you could do that every time.
Well, if you're in a hurry and you're running around,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Because here's the thing.
You'd have to make it a 3-point knockout.
3-point knockout.
Yeah.
That would be fun to watch.
That would be a lot of fun. Yes, definitely.
I'm imagining it.
Yeah, and I'm seeing who could be in it. All right, so the other stuff going on in the NBA right now, this is NBA heavy episode. DeMarcus Cousins got traded to the Pelicans, which DeMarcus Cousins is a great talent.
Yeah.
He's He's probably the best center in the league today.
Yeah.
He's actually really a true center, which you don't really see a lot anymore. He's a very good scorer.
He shoots threes.
Yes, and he could be a great defender, yeah. Although he doesn't really. I'm almost positive he leads the league in technical fouls. But
over Draymond?
Yeah, I think he does. I'm pretty sure he does in ejections and all that stuff. Now maybe DeMarcus Cousins is the kind of person that when he's on a really bad team, he just is frustrated and he's never going to be – always going to be chippy. But maybe you put him on a good team and now you pair him up.
He steps up some, yeah.
And not only is he with Anthony Davis, the unibrow,
yeah,
Boogie in the brow. That's great.
Boogie in the brow.
I mean, come on. What are we talking about? Now, and they're both Kentucky boys.
Yeah.
So Calipari guys.
Right.
So they're going to be buds. And this is – they are probably the best two true big men in the league.
Going back till Duncan and Robinson, right?
We haven't seen anything like this since Duncan and Robinson. And the NBA has changed so much over the last maybe 10 years. It's gone smaller and smaller and smaller.
Right.
And so maybe this is now finally, it's gone so small that they're going to capitalize by having these two big guys.
Oh, yeah.
It completely throws everything off because no team has that.
No.
If the Pelicans are playing the Warriors, what do you do defensively?
If you're the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
You
got to go small and hope you can outrun them.
I would... And you hope you outrun them. And from the Pelicans standpoint, you just put both of the guys on the block and you just take advantage of the mismatch.
Well, here's the thing is you're going to pull some of their tall players... There are very few tall players away.
They don't.
You got, because Anthony Davis is a pretty good shot too.
I don't think Draymond can guard either of those guys because they're both pretty significantly bigger and longer than he is.
That's what I'm saying is if those guys are not even on the blocks, if they're out 12, 15 feet away from the rim, they can make that shot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now you're allowing those other guys to out rebound the little guys.
It's I don't know who's the coach of the Pelicans.
I don't know.
But it's an interesting experiment. I'll be curious to see how they do it.
How long will it take for it to be good?
Or if it ever is. If at the end of the day, the Warriors are always going to beat them because they can just run them out of the gym.
Yeah.
And that might be the case. Although, playoff basketball is different.
It is.
And one of the reasons the Cavs beat the Warriors is Tristan Thompson.
Yeah.
I'm convinced of it.
Yeah.
So.
It's more of a half-court game.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be absolutely fun to watch. Because I think you're going to have to put, like, Durant on Anthony Davis.
Are they instantly... Because they were, like, eighth in the West right now.
Right.
How far up do they go?
I think...
Not necessarily mathematically, how far up do they climb, but...
Yeah.
Best,
from a
Warriors are the best, right?
Yeah. Well, if I'm one of the top four Western teams, that's the team I don't want to face in the playoffs.
No, they're the best of the worst.
Yes.
Of the playoffs.
And now they have, a couple of months to figure this out and to put it together? And these Kentucky guys all know each other. And from what I understand, I was listening to an interview with John Wall. They play together and stuff like that. Yeah. So maybe it won't be that big of an adjustment for those two guys to play together. And they didn't really give up anything. Did you hear the Vlade Divac interview?
Yeah.
And he said, I had a better offer 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Why would you say that? What is the
motivating factor?
Upside?
Because he was getting butchered for the deal that he did make.
Well, that makes it worse.
I know. He was just trying to say the deadline's approaching.
Yeah.
And if I don't make a deal now, I'm just gonna make a worse deal later.
Yes, but I had a better deal 2 days ago. Take that deal. If you know you're gonna trade him.
What if it was a rival though? And he's like, I don't want to trade it to a rival, even though it was a better deal.
I don't know. I'm just saying, whatever the... Maybe it was completely legitimate, but you don't say that.
Yeah.
That's a stupid thing to say. The other thing happening in the NBA right now is Magic Johnson is taking over the Lakers.
Yes.
Good idea, bad idea.
I like it.
It's time for another good idea, bad idea. Sorry. Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
I think it's a good idea. I really think Johnson... can do it. He can bring in the Showtime Lakers again.
Mm-hmm.
I think that.
You think so?
Absolutely.
GMs, all-star, great all-time players don't usually make great GMs. Now, the exception in basketball is Jerry West.
Yes.
Who's the best GM of all time.
Yeah.
And one of the top 10 basketball players of all time.
Right.
So I don't know if that's magic or not. That's the question.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Here's the thing. If you can't sell the Lakers, mm-hmm. you can't sell anybody.
If anything, it makes them maybe a more appealing place to go.
Yeah.
Because then now Magic can sit down whatever free agent, and he can probably pitch them a lot better than Jeannie Buss could.
Yeah.
So at the very least, it just attracts all-star players. The key in the NBA today is having three great players.
Yes.
If you don't have three great players...
You have to have three.
Right.
Yeah. And now, four.
Right?
Right? Now that Durant's with
the... I know. It feels like it.
I mean, you got
to
have four.
And now Cleveland's trying to get Melo so they can get their fourth, which I think is a bad idea. But so we'll see where it goes with the Lakers. I'm not a Lakers fan. I never really rooted for the Lakers. But I think the Lakers and the Celtics and the Knicks and...
Bulls?
The Bulls, I guess.
You say when they're good.
Yeah, I think all those teams should always be good.
Yeah.
If the Magic stink, I'm fine with that. If the Raptors stink, that's okay with me.
Yeah.
The Nuggets, whatever. Do what you want to do. Those teams should be great.
Do they even play?
Yeah, I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Those teams.
Milwaukee Bucks?
Yeah, I can't think of another team. The Knicks, the Celtics, and the Lakers. And you could throw the Bulls in there, I guess. I can't think of another team that I'm like, they got to be good.
Yeah, it's because
the other teams will always, some will be good, some, you know, and they'll rise and it'll be fun to watch them.
But there's other big markets. It's not like, it's not just a market. Like Dallas is a big market. Mm-hmm.
Detroit's a big market.
But I don't care about those teams.
Yeah, I think, but those teams should always be good. And then the rest of the teams be what they are. Yeah. So that's interesting. Speaking of the Celtics, there are some rumors flying around that Jimmy Butler would go to the Celtics. And if the Celtics don't have to give up anything too big and they could get Jimmy Butler, instantly they're at least the second best team in the East.
Yeah.
And some people could argue because Isaiah Thomas is...
He's really good.
He's like a grown man, you know? Like, he's amazing. For a guy that size to average 30 points a game is just ridiculous. Jimmy Butler is fantastic.
Yeah.
He's better, I think, than people realize. And he's a perfect fit because then you have – they don't have a guy that does what he does.
Right, right.
So to have – I think it would make them really scary. And you said something about Isaiah Thomas tweeted something.
Last time Isaiah Thomas tweeted he tweeted like an eyeball emoji.
Uh-huh.
And the last time they did that, they just made the trade for
– Al Horford,
Al Horford, yeah.
Yeah.
Which he just tweeted the eyeball tweet again.
Yeah.
Thinking maybe something's in the works. Hmm. So by the time this podcast releases, the NBA trade deadline's like right around the corner.
Yeah.
It probably will have already dropped.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah, I guess. Somebody. My phone beeped. But it shouldn't have beeped. Was that your phone?
It was my phone.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, Shoeless Joe just sent me something. Arkansas Razorbacks add new video. Best national anthem ever.
Joe, don't interrupt the show. Joe, we're in the middle of a show, and he sent it to me.
Did he send it to you, too?
Yeah, he sent it to me, too. Joe, if you don't know that we're recording right now, then, you know, you totally ruined this episode. We're going to have to go back and start again and record from the beginning.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so, yeah, to have those guys, I mean, Horford's not a superstar. I know that.
He's pretty good.
But he's very good at what he does.
Yeah.
It turns out, I wouldn't have known this, but it turns out Isaiah Thomas is a superstar. And I think Jimmy Butler's every bit of it.
Yeah.
And I love their coach. Brad Stevens, I think, is awesome. They've got a good team going there.
Yeah, a lot of chemistry.
Danny Ainge is smart.
Yeah.
He wasn't a superstar player. He was a very good player.
Very good player.
Also,
multi-sport.
Yes.
Yeah. Blue Jays.
Yep. I think second baseman. So, anyway, so it'll be interesting to keep track of now the NBA is getting heated up. It's very exciting.
This is the best time to start watching the NBA.
Right. I think I've got the NBA that dun 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 dun. I think that's playing right now in the background.
Okay,
very good. All right, well, this is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.